question was asked, how can one develop unconditional love for one's spouse? I'll tell you an answer, and you won't want to hear it. A person has to force himself and behave that way. Force the way he thinks, force the way he behaves. If one forces oneself, then eventually one becomes that way. I'll give an example. You know that when you're going to wash the dishes, you're going to forget five. And you know that even though you're going to work for an hour now, when you're dying to go to sleep, tomorrow morning your wife is going to yell at you. You wash the dishes, and then tomorrow morning she yells at you. Now what do you do? Can you put a smile on your face and say, I love you?
Depends on the person.
No. Unconditional love means I look at her and I think she's wrong and that's not fair. And I love her anyways. And it's not easy and it's not natural. But if we build it, then it becomes natural. And if you think about it deeply, you'll realize that that's what marriage is all about. Marriage is I can accept the other person when they're not right. Love isn't, you're so great, you're so perfect, you're so right, so that's what why I love you. And where you're wrong, leave me alone, I can't stand you. I wouldn't want someone to say that to me. I know how many areas I'm wrong on. I don't know. I only know some of the areas I'm wrong on. There's much more than I'm not honest enough with myself. There's much more than I recognize. I couldn't live with someone who would see every fault of mine and say, you know, I can't stand that you do A, and B, and C, and D, and you're really not right that you do E and F. And I'm sure you could fill the whole alphabet twice about me. I'm sure. I can't, because I'm Baruch Hashem biased. I don't see all my faults. But you don't want a spouse who's going to say, I love you where you're good, and I really can't stand you where you're not. We want someone who's going to love us where we're not beseder, where we're not the way we should be. So then we have to be able to be that kind of spouse to someone else. And it's not easy. It's not easy, but if you remember that that's what we want, then it becomes a little easier.
I think a woman can do the same thing.
Sure. But her job is her job. Our job is our job. I'll tell you the truth. Women do, and we take it for granted. And we don't see it when they do. There are many things that women are much less sensitive than men. I'll give you an example. There are many women who are less sensitive if their husband doesn't shower for a day. Many women bothers them less. And there are many men that are more sensitive, that if their wife doesn't shower for a day, it bothers them. When the husband doesn't shower for a day, does she say something? And there are many things that men don't even notice that women are not bothered by. Many. We often think to ourselves, if I'd be married to a man, this would be much easier. Women are so complicated. It's not true. There are a lot of things that I'm talking about personality-wise. There are a lot of things that that women, each person in their relationship, there are a lot of things they're willing to put up with. There are many examples. There are many examples, if you think about it, even in conversational styles. The way a man talks when he's talking to a woman, he would never be able to talk to a man that way. I'm talking about any form of conversation. The way a man argues with a woman when they're having an argument, you would not be able to have that style argument with a man. Think of how you tell a Dvar Torah to your wife. Think of how you say a Dvar Torah to a female audience and to a male audience. And that's reflective of a lot of things in the relationship. So, I'll give you an example. If you give a lecture to men, so there's competition. People are asking you, people are questioning you. There's always competition in the conversation. You give a lecture to women, very often they want to participate, but they're not looking to outshine you. Very often, I'm not saying always, but very often, the whole nature of the lecture is different. So,